What's going on, y'all? 97.5, the Fanatic, Devon Gibbons, with you at 7.02 on this Wednesday night. Pre-Sixers hoops. They start at 8 o'clock tonight in Indianapolis to take on the Indiana Pacers, nationally televised game. But you know you can always hear Sixers basketball right here on 97.5, the Fanatic. And that will start again at 8 o'clock tip. Tom McGinnis on the game call. Brian Seltzer will handle the pregame duties here right around 7.50. So we will carry you right up until 7.45. So I think we should get started as we broadcast from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. Sam Fletcher producing the show, Brian as well here, and as we get ready for some Sixers basketball, an important game for this team tonight as they hit the road with no win, winless on the road right now as the Sixers are 6-5. 0-5 on the road, as we've talked about. We know we've rehashed the whole thing, the 25-point loss from Sunday, the last time that they played in Brooklyn, where we thought they would get their first road win of the season. Did not happen. They got blitzed again by 25, 122-97. Season-high 28 turnovers, 39 points off of their turnovers, and just a lot of stuff going on, right? A lot of stuff going on. And now when you look at the team as to where they are heading into tonight's game, injuries getting in the way as we get ready for Mike Muscala not being on the team for a while as he handles a few things is with an injury. Right now, Robert Covington, who was thought to be out tonight, he will play. And that's a good sign for the Philadelphia 76ers as Robert Covington in the starting lineup tonight for the Sixers. And again, Mike Muscala will miss four games, okay? Four games for the Sixers as we see where he is. Wilson Chandler played his first game on Saturday against the Detroit Pistons. And he played 10 minutes in the first half, got a lot of fouls in those 10 minutes, picked up about four fouls in 10 minutes, still trying to get back into the groove. Looks like he's going to be restricted, according to Keith Pompey, to 15 minutes tonight. So we'll see how Brett Brown decides to split those minutes up for Wilson Chandler. So looking at this team right now and the issues with the depth overall, J.J. Redick coming off the bench. We know Markelle Fultz in the starting lineup. Starting lineup intact. Dario Saric still at the starting four spot for the 76ers. Are you at a point where I know a lot of people have complained about Dario and his production? I blame it on two things. Number one, the amount of play that he's had since last season, the team going deep into the playoffs in May, playing in the second round. Then him playing for his international team while just doing that back to back to back to back to back. He's always playing basketball, so I believe there's a little bit of fatigue in there. Then, as we saw last season when he replaced Markelle Fultz in the starting lineup for the 76ers after the shoulder injury, missing the next 69 games for Markelle Fultz, it was the issue of Dario Saric trying to fit in with Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid as the two key guys running the plays for J.J. Redick as well. He gets lost in the shuffle. He's the fourth, fifth option along with Robert Covington. Now you have in the starting lineup where he's the four, but now it's a different type of fitting in because it's not J.J. Redick running screens and trying to get open and running off of these picks. It's now Markelle Fultz who needs the ball in his hands to operate and be effective. So there are a lot of things going on. The defense is bad, giving up way too many points. They give up 120 to the Toronto Raptors, 122 to the Brooklyn Nets. They are giving up way too many points for most of us, our liking, knowing that that team defensively last year was very good. Covington, first team all defense. Ben Simmons arguably could have been on an all defensive team. We know Joel Embiid was a finalist for defensive player of the year last year, did make second team all defense. They have too many things, too many good things. Even with Markelle Fultz and his length and athleticism, they have too many things for the defense to suffer the way that it has. Now, we all know Lloyd Pierce moves on to coach the Atlanta Hawks. He was the defensive coach. Monty Williams comes in. He slides over to the offense. Billy Lang then takes the vacated spot of Lloyd Pierce as the defensive coach. And all they do is switch. Forwards switch with forwards. Guards switch with guards. But you don't have a normal type of guard in Ben Simmons at 6'10". So the switching gets a little discombobulated. with all of the guys between Sharge, Covington, Simmons, and Fultz. Meanwhile, you have Joel Embiid, who's supposed to play on the back end, defend the paint, defend the rim. But there's so much going on with the action, the outside shooting. Now the big men who can pull Joel Embiid away from the basket, and there are way too many points being scored at the rim. Now, you can also point out the fact that with Joel Embiid being the lone man back in the paint, protecting the rim, he's calling out the defensive assignments or just the defensive things that are going on. And are they really hearing him? Are they listening? Is he calling out the right things? I would say yes, but it's not working. So there are a lot of things right now wrong with the Sixers. Again, sitting at 6-5 right now on the season, getting ready to take on the Indiana Pacers tonight, who are 7-4. The Indiana Pacers losing over, I think it was Monday, the Indiana Pacers lost to the Houston Rockets after a nice win over the Celtics. The Houston Rockets beat them 98-94 at home, 3-2 at home, 7-4 overall. They need this win tonight, the Sixers do. And the Indiana Pacers are going to try to defend their home court. And it's always a tough place to play for opponents going into Indiana. A nice revamped team, adding Tyreke Evans, Doug McDermott, Kyle O'Quinn. They have a nice nucleus, a nice core led by Victor Oladipo with what this team is. Domantas Sabonis, they have a nice, nice team. Indiana last year against the Sixers, a tough opponent. I think it was four games and Indiana won three of them. And the Sixers just struggle with the Indiana Pacers. So it's going to be an interesting game tonight, heading to Indianapolis. Again, game time, 8 o'clock, tip, nationally televised game. But you can always listen right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Tom McGinnis will be on the game call. Once again, Brian Seltzer with the pregame coverage. If you want to get in and talk to us about this game tonight, about your basketball team in general, and some of the things that you see so far that you need for them to do tonight in order to win this game, let's have it. 610-632-0975. Once again, 610-632-0975. I'm Devon Givens with you until 7:45, leading you into the pregame coverage with Brian Seltzer. What issues stand out the most with the Philadelphia 76ers? You can even argue it's the starting lineup. Put the normal starting lineup back together. Or put the starting lineup out there that was supposed to be the starting lineup before Markel Fultz had the shoulder injury last season, which was Simmons, Fultz, Redick, Covington, and Embiid. That might work. If you want to switch, that's a more conducive lineup to switching than having Dario Šarić out there switching with everybody else, whereas Simmons and Covington can switch, Redick and Fultz can switch, and still Joel Embiid will be on the back end defending things. So I would champion that. Maybe Dario Šarić with that second unit, possibly also playing a lot of minutes with the starters. He still played 25 to 30 minutes as a starter, the same with J.J. Redick now coming off the bench. But that might be something that Brett Brown needs to look at going forward with this basketball team. He has said it before. He's not locked in on this lineup with Folsom as the starting lineup, in the starting lineup. If it's not working, well, right now at 6-5, you already have your questions as you still try to grow the young Markel Fultz, who's essentially in his rookie season. So, 610-632-0975 early on. What do you want to see from this basketball team to adjust through 11 games, 12th game tonight in Indiana against a tough opponent? 610-632-0975. Quick break. We come right back. We run for 25 minutes, commercial free, right here on The Fanatic.
Give me that ball. Devon Givens on 97.5, The Fanatic.
Look out below! A baseline two-hand jam by Embiid!
Sixers, Pacers, tonight at 8 on your home for 76ers basketball. 97.5, The Fanatic.
The new iPhone XR is here at T-Mobile, and there's a whole lot to love. Like those perfect portrait mode selfies you're gonna share.
Nice.
And how emojis now turn every FaceTime with the kids into fun time. In fact, the only thing you'll love more than your new iPhone XR is getting it included in the price when you get an unlimited plan. That's right. Only at T-Mobile, get both unlimited and a brand new iPhone XR included for just $40 a month. You can get unlimited somewhere else. Or unlimited and a phone for the same price at T-Mobile. Join today and get four lines for just $40 per line with a new iPhone XR included for each line. That's $30 for the plan and $10 for the iPhone after qualifying trade-in and auto pay. Call 1-800-T-Mobile or visit a store today.
$40 per line for four lines after 36 monthly bill credits. Essentials customers may notice lower speeds and further reduction if using greater than 50 gigs per month video at 480p for well-qualified customers plus taxes and fees. If you cancel service, remaining balances due. Qualifying service and finance agreements required. Zero down plus $20.84 per month for 36 months. Full price $749.99, 0% APR.
Hey, it's Jason for Window Nation. You hear that noise? It's your furnace kicking on again and again, over and over. Why? Because your windows are old and drafty, letting cold air in and hot air out, keeping you up at night. Wait, listen, hear it again. You know what this means? Higher energy bills, wasted money. I think it's time for you to pick up the phone and call Window Nation. For a limited time, get two free windows for every two you buy. Buy four, get four free. Buy six, get six free. No limit. Plus, get 0% financing for 5 full years. Save that well-earned money to splurge on your family, friends, or yourself this holiday season. Act fast, as there is still time to have your windows installed by the holidays. Stay toasty, as Window Nation's expert installers work room by room to install your new windows. Window Nation has saved customers an estimated $40 million in energy over the years. Save today, save tomorrow, save forever. Call Window Nation today at 866-90-NATION and get two free windows for every two you buy. Buy four, get four free, plus 0% interest for 5 years. Save thousands on your windows and your energy bills to use for your holiday shopping this season. Call 866-90-NATION today or visit windownation.com and tell them Jason sent you.
This Bird's Midweek Report is brought to you by The Rothenberg Law Firm, injurylawyer.com.
The Birds were handed a gift last Sunday during their bye week when Atlanta took down Washington. They now stand just a game back behind the NFC East lead with 5 divisional matchups coming up in their next 8 games to close the season. The rest of group and newly acquired wide receiver Golden Tate gear up to take on Dallas on Sunday Night Football.
The Birds Midweek Report was brought to you by The Rothenberg Law Firm, injurylawyer.com.
When you're a winner, people expect a lot from you. That's true every time our team steps onto the field. We expect a win. That's also true when our lawyers fight for our clients. Philadelphians expect a lot from my firm, and they get it. I am Alan Rothenberg, the injury lawyer. For over 49 years, I've been fighting for and winning for injured people. My team has won billions for them. Let us win for you. The Rothenberg Law Firm. Call 1-800-624-8888 or go to injurylawyer.com.
Hear ye, hear ye. I bringeth thee a message from... a message from the king and his new trumpeteer, Stephen. The king wishes me to convey his favor to thine team and thine tailgate. Not yet. He invites thee to let the Bud Light flow forth. And he also wishes me to tell thee that he toasts thee. Waiteth until the end, Stephen! With Game Day's favorite light lager and the slogan of his kingdom... Oh. Dilly dilly.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
Guys, you can achieve greater sexual performance no matter your age. Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology Associates is helping men with Gainswave, a revolutionary ED treatment. You'll have a more satisfying experience that will last longer. Gainswave requires no shots, no pills, and you can be spontaneous again. To schedule your free consultation with Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology, text the word CURE to 797979. That's CURE, C-U-R-E, to 797979.
Do you have a love-hate relationship with your credit card? You love the freedom and convenience the credit card gives you, but you hate the high interest rates? And let's face it, they're high. 17, 18, even 20% APR? That's pretty outrageous. But with Lightstream's credit card consolidation loan, rather than throwing your money away on high interest payments, you can get a much lower rate, as low as 6.14% APR with AutoPay. And today, if you want an even lower rate, apply at lightstream.com/radio for a special discount. Plus, with Lightstream, your rate is fixed. So as rates continue to rise, your rates won't budge. They'll stay low. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, which means you can pay off your credit card and start paying an interest rate you can really love, thanks to Lightstream.
Ready to start saving? Apply now at lightstream.com/radio. That's right. Get your extra discount by applying today at lightstream.com/radio. That's lightstream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/radio for more information.
Don't miss the ribbon cutting event at Recovery Centers of America at Devon on Wednesday, November 14th from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. Visit the community events page on 975thefanatic.com for details.
Eagles talk all day, all season, all year. 97.5 The Fanatic.
716 97.5 The Fanatic. Devon Givens with you until 7:45. So we got about 30 minutes. Get right back at it on the phone, 610-632-0975. Sixers in Indiana to take on the Pacers. Tough game. Robert Covington is in the starting lineup. Mike Muscala out for four games. So let's see what happens with the boys. They haven't taken the court since Sunday. Awful loss to the Brooklyn Nets. How do they get that thing back? Well, you win tonight. Good one against Indiana. Back at home on Friday to host the Charlotte Hornets. And you know Kemba Walker always gives the Sixers trouble. So 610-632-0975. It's about you for the rest of the show. Of course, I talk too much. Let's go to Kendall in Southwest to start things off right here on 97.5. What's up, Kendall?
Hey, Devon, what's going on, baby?
How you doing happening, tonight? Man? Good to hear from you, man.
I'm good, brother. Yeah, man, I was calling, man, about the starting five, right? What do you think about if they start to try to run the offense as far as letting folks run the point more and then make Ben play off the ball like how he did with McConnell and Ben, you know, in the Celtics series?
Yeah, I'm not opposed to it, and I even called for it in that series when we saw things last year against the Celtics. Yeah, absolutely. I was for it then, and I'm all for it now. Mix it up. Yeah. Give the defense something different to look at. They know that neither one of them are going to take jumpers, Kendall. So right now, yes, if you can move him off the ball from time to time, allow him to post up deep in the paint right under the rim. We've seen it. We've seen him have that success where he gets under there. They have no choice but to foul him. And if he's making his free throws like we've seen him, then it's a good thing.
And another thing, too, man, that I noticed, I was looking at the Celtics and Nuggets game the other night, and I was just seeing how aggressive the Celtics were moving around. When I really look at it, man, the Sixers are in a bad spot. This team is bad. Like, I'm trying to figure out ways to make them work, but this team is bad, right? Especially at the small forward position. You look at the Sixers, we got Sarge. You look at the Bucks, they got Middleton.
Yeah.
You look at the Celtics, they got Tatum. You look at Toronto, they got Kawhi Leonard. And right then and there, we're already fried. You know what I mean? And then, I mean, I know a lot of people may be against me on this one, but a lot of people are kind of pushing the trade Ben. And I know you may think this is crazy, but Ben Simmons right now has a mental block with shooting. You talk about Markel. At least Markel is picking him up. We've seen him make a few. We've seen his form get better. Ben's not working on it. Okay, that's why Ben fades away when he shoots that too. He's not fading because that's his style. He's fading because he doesn't want to get fouled. Ben has a mental block for shooting the ball, and I don't think that he's ever going to develop it. That's why a lot of people are willing to let go of Ben, because he may have more of an upside right now as far as, you know, trade value. I would give right now, I give Ben up for Bradley Beal and Oubre ASAP.
Wow, okay. I'm not doing that. Kendall, thanks for the call. I'm not giving up Ben for Bradley Beal and Kelly Oubre. I see where you're going. You're putting Markelle Fultz at the point guard. You're having Bradley Beal as your two. J.J. Redick, I'm guessing, is still around, coming off the bench. Kelly Oubre with Robert Covington as your rotation as a small forward. It's not bad. I get where you're coming from, but I'm not giving up on Ben Simmons like that. If will he shoot? Good question. Right now, I'd say no, he's not going to shoot. And that is a bad thing. He needs to shoot, but we know he's not. Not saying that it's accepted, but sometimes you just get tired of yelling and screaming about it when you know somebody's not going to do it. 610-632-0975. Khalil in West Philly joins us on the Fanatic. Khalil, what's going on?
Hey, what's the deal, Devon?
Sixers hoops again, man.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's a L tonight, man.
Yeah, it's a tough one. They always have a tough one against the Pacers.
All right, I got a couple quick questions, and then I'll get into your topic. How long has Oladipo been in the league?
Oladipo, I would say he's been around for about 5 years now. He played the few to start off in Orlando, one with the Thunder, and the last season and this season with the Pacers. So I would say 5 years for Victor Oladipo.
And last year was his first year being an All-Star, right?
Correct.
Okay, so I think we need to pump the brakes on the trade, Ben, and Markelle Fultz is, you know, a bust. Let's pump the brakes. I think a lot of people say they get tired of Ben shooting the fadeaway. Yo, Michael Fadeaway was unstoppable. If he keeps shooting it and he gets better, we're going to fall in love with his fadeaway. Because his fadeaway is
going to
be unstoppable.
Well, with the length and all, I get where you're coming from with the fadeaway. But with Mike's fadeaway, it became something that he added because he could already shoot a little bit. So I think that's where the problem comes in, Lil, where, you know, people want to see him just make a regular 15-footer and not just a variety of a fadeaway.
Right. or practice make perfect, and if that's what he practices, he might get that first.
Well, he does. That's hey, Lil, that's exactly what he does. When you watch him warm up, thanks for the call, his jump shots, he'll shoot some jump shots on the perimeter pregame when you watch him go through his routine. But for the most part, he is practicing fadeaway jump shots with the coaches, the assistant coaches, the developmental coaches that they have out there for the team. He does, in fact, do that. 610-632-0975. Sixers, Pacers, 8 o'clock tip tonight right here on the Fanatic. Brian Seltzer with the pregame at approximately 7:50, so we'll lead you right up into then. What are you looking for from this team now? After 11 games, there are a lot of questions. What's the main question for you that you believe can be fixed? Walt in Southwest is next on the Fanatic. What's up, Walt?
Hey, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Good, good.
Yeah. What they need to fix is, what they need to do is, they need the Halloween candy alone. The See? Halloween candy. They need to leave it alone, the Sixers. Because all they grab it out of there is Butterfingers. They just turning the ball over and over and over and over. They need to stop turning the ball over. Because you look at the game they lost, they did that through the game, through all the games.
No, they did. I mean, that's one of their issues so far is that they have a problem turning the basketball over. I agree.
They need to stop that.
Well, that's a fact. Yes.
Yeah, they need to really stop that because they're just giving them the ball. And teams are converting off of that.
Yes, with the 28 that they had on Sunday against the Nets, 39 points were converted. And off of those turnovers, they got 40 more shot attempts than the Sixers did. Not just turnovers, but overall in the game. So you know some of that was attributed to the turnovers.
Yeah, the turnovers. That's what they need to do. They need to just go there and run ball and stop turning the ball over. Because they can play. They can play, but it's the turnovers. That's what they're hurting them right now.
Turnovers are a killer right now, man. Appreciate the call. Turnovers are definitely a killer. They need to improve on that. You heard Coach Brown speak of it after the game, saying that game against the Sixers, unacceptable. 8 shot attempts for your best player, Joel Embiid, on the block where Jared Allen cannot guard him. Unacceptable. Unacceptable. The performance that they put out on the floor in Brooklyn against the Nets on Sunday. They need to make up for that and get in a big way tonight against the Indiana Pacers here at 8 o'clock on the Fanatic. Josh in Philly joins us next on the Fanatic. What's going on, Josh?
How you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm okay.
Good.
I'm down 76 right now.
What you got for us, Josh?
What I got for you, I got Ben eating up tonight, dropping about 24 points. I got B dropping about 30, and I got him getting 11 rebounds, and I got only about 20 turnovers tonight. That's what I said.
20? I need like 12. I'm serious.
20's a blessing, brother. 20's a blessing.
12 is a blessing, man, because with what they did and how they gave that game up, Josh, on Sunday, and I'm not taking anything away from Brooklyn because they play very well, very hard. They play well for Kenny Atkinson, and they just had things going for them, but the Sixers contributed to that. They need to protect the basketball tonight against this basketball team. The Indiana Pacers are too good. Protect the basketball, limit them, and take some pride, for goodness sake, in what you're doing out there on the floor. I hear you with the point total for Ben Simmons. This could be that type of game where it's more of one of those, yeah, I need to go out there and make a point here now.
They got to. Because at the end of the day, they got to be able to run with them guys. You guys got the best rebounding in the league right now, one of the best rebounding in the league, and they got incredible big men. And Albie ain't going to be able to do it by himself, so Ben going to have to step it up.
No, they got some work cut out for him tonight, Josh. Thanks for the call, man, with Miles Turner and Sabonis out there. Kyle O'Quinn coming in for some relief of those two guys. They have a nice rotation of bigs, so they're going to throw some things at Joel Embiid. But I would guess and suspect that we will see a heavy dose of Joel Embiid offensively tonight again, simply because of the 8 shot attempts that he had on Sunday against the Brooklyn Nets. 610-632-0975. The assignment of Victor Oladipo, I'm going to guess right away it goes to Robert Covington and maybe have Fultz chase around one of the shooters, Corey Joseph, Darren Collison starting. So you'll see Markel Fultz running around with him. It's going to be interesting to see how they match up overall tonight. Robert Covington again in the lineup tonight, even though he's suffering from a bit of lower back soreness, out there for the 76ers tonight against the Indiana Pacers. Let's now go to Tim in Williamstown on the Fanatic. What's going on, Tim?
Hey, man, the bottom line is this. The Sixers took the wrong guy. I mean, they should have taken Jason Tatum, and this would be a championship-level team.
Well, I would agree with you, but I guess they did not feel the same way at the time, and they looked at Markel Fultz, Washington Markel Fultz, and he looked perfectly fine. It's funny because Brian and I, who's helping produce the show, we were back there watching, teasing ourselves, hurting ourselves, basically by watching some old Markel Fultz highlights. And we're like, man, I wish that guy would come back and shoot like that, because maybe we wouldn't even be having this conversation, Tim.
No, we wouldn't be having this conversation. Tatum, for his age, is probably the best player I've seen. Possibly since when Durant came in the league, to be honest.
Well, he's tough, man. He's certainly tough. He's an elite scorer already, three level. He can put the ball in the hoop in a lot of different ways. And the one thing that we talked about pre-draft last year when they were sitting at number three and we thought they would keep that pick, obviously Jason Tatum, Josh Jackson, two of the names at that small forward spot because you need wing players, were talked about quite a bit for the 76ers, but they moved up and they decided to go with Markel Fultz. Did they want Jason Tatum? I don't know how high they were on him
because
they didn't do it. It very well may, Tim, and I don't disagree with you, especially with him being in the division for I know the team that I grew up hating the most, the Boston Celtics. You're going to see them quite a bit. You're going to see him quite a bit. If I would say there was an untouchable on that team that's loaded with talent on that roster, it would be him starting number one, where Jason Tatum is an untouchable player for the Boston Celtics. You're not going to get your hands on him at all because he's that talented. He is going to be an elite scorer in this league for many, many years. And, hey, maybe the Sixers did do the wrong thing. There's no rule saying you make a trade up to number one and you have to take the player you initially thought you wanted. If you change your mind, oh, well, Danny Ainge, thank you for giving us the number one pick. Hey, Danny Ainge did it, saying, oh, you wanted Markel Fultz? Cool. We'll sit at three and we'll take Jason Tatum, the guy we wanted in the first place, and take your extra pick. So there's no rules. You can fleece him just like he fleeced you. Right? So Brian Colangelo wanted Markel Fultz. He got him. Unfortunately, he did not get the Markel Fultz he signed up for. 610-632-0975, at least not yet. Maybe we'll have a chance to see that player show up on the floor and give them exactly what they thought they were going to get when they drafted him number one overall. 610-632-0975. Sixers, Pacers, 6-5 Sixers hit the road, winless on the road, to take on the Indiana Pacers at 7-4, who are 3-2 at home. Tough loss at the end of the game against the Houston Rockets. James Harden with a big-time three-pointer to give them a win in Indiana over the Pacers. So you know they want to come back out there and protect their home court. So a tough one, nationally televised game for the Sixers, but you can hear it right here on the Fanatic. Tom McGinnis on the game call. We have one more segment before we hand it off to Brian Seltzer with the Sixers pregame coverage right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Devon Givens.
Give it up.
On 97.5 The Fanatic. 97.5 The Fanatic invites you to hang with us for a Dallas Sucks pregame show at Sugar House Casino starting at 5 p.m.
Join former Eagle Jason Avant, Devon Givens, and Bob Cooney.
Then stay for the official Fanatic watch party with Andrew Salchunas. This week's big prize is a trip to see the Birds play in Dallas December 9th. Watch the game on Fishtown Hop's huge 10x10 big screen. Dollar Dogs, $2 Miller Lite drafts, and $12 Miller Lite buckets, and plenty of easy free parking.
Presented by Sugar House Casino. Philly loves a winner.
Supported by Visit Philly and Gerhard's Appliances. This is Philadelphia's football station. 97.5 The Fanatic.
Welcome to the revolution. A global movement to transform the human body into a disease-fighting machine. Our immune systems fortified. Our immune cells retrained to hunt down and destroy deadly diseases. And today at Penn Medicine, we have dozens of new therapies in hundreds of clinical trials. All all dedicated to the day when the body can shake Parkinson's, when Alzheimer's is a memory, when millions of people destroy cancer each year, instead of the other way around. This is no mere battle. This is not even medicine as we know it. This is a revolution. Long live the Immuno Revolution. Now rising at Penn Medicine. Learn more at immunorevolution.org.
It's too cold. Is the heater on?
Seems fine to me.
Relationships can be tricky. Now it's too hot.
I adjusted the thermostat.
But there's one thing everyone can agree on. Bryant Heating and Air Conditioning.
I like them.
Me too.
Because couples know their local Bryant dealer will do whatever it takes to make sure everyone is comfortable, including great financing offers up to 72 months subject to credit approval. To find a Pierce Phelps Bryant dealer near you, visit nopaybryant.com. Bryant.
Whatever it takes.
I'm riled up. Our Philly sports teams aren't playing up to their potential. After last year, we all were expecting much more. It's time to step up and play like true contenders. Home and business owners, when the cold weather arrives, you need your heater to step up and perform. Duquesne Furnaces from Riley Sales have set the standard for over 50 years. The right choice right now, Duquesne is reliable, affordable, and easy to install. Go to RileySales.com. R-I-L-E-Y sales.com. We'll recommend a pro who will get that job done right.
There's a difference between do it yourself and do it for a living. At the Home Depot, we get that. And we're here to help pros get the whole job done better and faster. Get the lowest price on the things you need with bulk and volume pricing. Then get it all where you need it and when with buy online, pick up in store, or job site delivery. You save time and money. When you've got a job, we're on the job. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing.
GEICO gives you a quick way to save money. And 97.5 The Fanatic is giving you a quick way to listen to Philadelphia Sports Talk Radio using your Amazon Echo. First, enable the skill one time by saying, Alexa, enable 97.5 The Fanatic. Then say, Alexa, open 97.5 The Fanatic.
Now you can get Philadelphia's The Fanatic anywhere you have an Amazon Echo.
Then when you're done listening to 97.5 The Fanatic in the car, switch to your Amazon Echo. And switch to GEICO if you need homeowners, renters, motorcycle, or RV insurance. Get it at GEICO.com.
Do you have a love-hate relationship with your credit card? You love the freedom and convenience the credit card gives you, but you hate the high interest rates? And let's face it, they're high. 17, 18, even 20% APR? That's pretty outrageous. But with Lightstream's credit card consolidation loan, rather than throwing your money away on high interest payments, you can get a much lower rate, as low as 6.14% APR with AutoPay. And today, if you want an even lower rate, apply at lightstream.com/radio for a special discount. Plus, with Lightstream, your rate is fixed. So as rates continue to rise, your rates won't budge. They'll stay low. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, which means you can pay off your credit card and start paying an interest rate you can really love, thanks to Lightstream.
Ready to start saving? Apply now at lightstream.com/radio. That's right. Get your extra discount by applying today at lightstream.com/radio. That's lightstream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/radio for more information.
At Cardisco and Sale, my buddy John Cardisco and his personal injury team have made a commitment to never stop fighting for the injured people of the Delaware Valley. If you've been hurt as a result of an auto accident or at work, you need to hire a law firm that not only puts you first, but truly understands the complex process of an injury case. Personal injury law is all they do at Cardisco and Sale, and they've been doing it successfully for over 30 years. People from all over the Delaware Valley trust Cardisco and Sale as their go-to injury lawyers, including members of the Philadelphia FOP, PSEA, Sheet Metals Worker Local 19, Laborers 57 and 135, and Roofers Local 30. Cardisco and Sale has earned their commitment because they've proven they'll fight for you until the end and achieve the results you deserve. So if you or someone you care about has been hurt, call Cardisco and Sale today. You can learn more about how Cardisco and Sale has helped others and check out their hundreds of five-star reviews and testimonials from past injury clients. Do it right now. Just visit CardiscoSale.com. That's Cardisco, C-O-R-D-I-S-C-O, Sale, S-A-I-L-E.com.
Hello, King here. I speaketh on Bud Light and the tailgate. It may surprise you to learn that I actually invented the tailgate. Ask anyone. I invite you to continue my legacy and enjoy Bud Light at yours. You're welcome. Dilly Dilly.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
The Missinelli Station, 97.5, The Fanatic.
76, 97.5, The Fanatic. We got about 10 minutes together before we hand things off to Brian Tubbs in the pregame show right here on The Fanatic and, of course, the Sixers Radio Network. Join us on phone, 610-632-0975. The Fanatic Deal of the Week is back, and it saves you money with a $50 gift certificate to the pub in Pensauken for just $25. This exclusive offer from the Fanatic's Deal of the Week is available through Sunday, November 11th, or while supplies last. Check it out now at 975thefanatic.com. Take advantage of that. Please get that gift certificate, and you know you can watch the Sixers play on Friday when they host the Charlotte Hornets at home if you're not down at the center or listening right here on the Fanatic. So let's go to Mitch in East Windsor on the Fanatic. What's up, Mitch?
What's popping, Devon? How are you?
Not a lot popping, man.
I haven't had a Sixers or Phoenix loss to Brooklyn. It's amazing.
Yeah, I was watching that one last night. Yeah.
Phoenix, too. I understand. I got three guys in. And, I guess you're the pre-pre-game to the
Yeah, I'm the pre-pre
game, huh?
Before we hand things off to B-Celts.
First of all, I think his trade value is going down. I don't think he's worth 4 years, long-term contract.
Man, I don't know. He's taking days off whenever he wants off, all kinds of crazy stuff.
Oh, you don't want to spend off for the Lakers. What about if the Sixers would trade Fultz for him and maybe get something else, but not a number one lottery pick? A number one pick, rather. And wouldn't this be the year, this coming year, to be drafted? I think this next year's draft is going to be so talented and to be drafting a Duke player. Did you see the game last night?
I did.
The first few players are going to be coming from Duke. I don't know who's going to be better, but I don't think you can go wrong. They don't look like Okafor. From my point of view.
Well, the good thing, Mitch, is a lot of wing players. When you talk about Cam Reddish, of course, a local guy, and then you look at R.J. Barrett. We know about Zion Williamson. I would take R.J. Barrett and Cam Reddish over Zion Williamson because of the help that they would give you on the wing. But, man, those three guys last night, they looked very, very good against that Kentucky team. Bill in Schwanksville is next. On the Fanatic. What's up, Bill?
Hey, Devon. Sorry, it looks like we're getting the end of the happy hours of Wednesday. Sixers points, I said to you before, there's so many things, going on right now. And, I still think, Simmons, not so much the outside shot, just not being able to finish. The defense is backing off. And like I said, he kind of just, he doesn't have that confidence. Even like those little 8 foot, little jumpers, not jumpers, but off the, one leg and just finishing.
No, and you know what's crazy, Bill, when you say that, I'm cool with the 8 foot shot as long as it's an actual Tony Parker like floater. Give me a real floater. But he does it. He'll jump off the wrong foot. He'll shoot with the other hand and all that stuff. I hear you.
Yeah, I totally agree. And that would just open up, I've always said, one of the things that I've talked to you about this before, I was looking forward to that Spurs basketball with Embiid and Simmons doing a pick and roll, because if you could do that little 8 footer like a Parker, and they just don't do that. My Sixers points that nobody's really bringing up, not that it's like huge, but I think number one change I would make, Devon, you got to start folds in the second half. Stop with the experimenting with.
I don't like that either. Yeah.
I think Redick, he's not quick enough in a sense to get, the shot off. He's perfect for a second unit.
I disagree there. I think that's one of J.J. Redick's strengths is getting the shot off quick.
Yeah, but I think it's a lot easier against the second string guys than it is the starters, is what I'm saying. And I think he would be better, in that role. As far as both the last couple of games, Devontae's had a little bit of pep in his step. He's actually been better than Simmons, on getting the team in the offense and flowing and this and that. And Brown's kind of not rewarded him for that. He's actually playing defense. He's snatching rebounds. I feel like, it's like they sit him the whole second half and then they put him in and he does really well. He gets the team going, and then Brown sits him basically for the rest of the game.
He sits him for a while too, Bill. Yeah. Thanks for the call. And Landry Shamet will come in. We don't see much of T.J. McConnell lately, but Shamet will come in and he'll take those minutes. It's an interesting thing, but I disagree with Bill. As I said to him, I think J.J. Redick does get a shot off quick, and I understand the point of being on the floor with the second unit. But he comes in fairly early when he's out there with a lot of starters. So and as I said, Bill, I would start J.J. Redick now and start him with Fultz, Simmons, Covington, and Embiid, and bring Saric off the bench. That's just me. Let's go to Israel and South, in Elkins Park on the Fanatic. What's up, Izzy?
Hey, what's going on? Listen, I got a few couple points. I'm looking at the East right now, and I like what the Sixers are doing. I don't want to do anything rash. And like you said, even though Jimmy Butler would make us better, it's no guarantee that he would sign here. You don't want to give him a max deal. And I think, realistically, if we can get any marquee player next year, then we'll be the number one team in the East. I don't think Boston is going to sign Kyrie Irving at $190 million max and let Tony Rozier go free as a free agent. And the Washington is in flux. And Toronto, I still think Kawhi Leonard is going to L.A. That would automatically propel the Sixers straight to the number one team.
Well, you're excluding, are you saying, you said Kawhi Leonard?
I'm saying Kawhi's still going to L.A. Going to L.A.
All right, maybe the Clippers, okay.
Toronto down. And then I put the Sixers up. And I think Kyrie is either going to get traded by Danny Ainge, because you can't trust him. You see what he did with Isaiah Thomas. Or he's either going to get traded, or they're going to lose two of their players.
Rozier or Irving is probably on the move. Izzy, thanks for the call. Interesting. I don't know, and you hear the New York rumors for Kyrie Irving, but he said, I'm re-signing with the Boston Celtics. Maybe he's just doing it so there are not a lot of rumors, I mean, not a lot of questions about it during the year, but he did come out publicly and say those things. Sixers, Pacers, 8 o'clock tip right here in the Fanatic. Brian Seltzer with the pregame starting around 7:50 or so. Let's go to Gary Warmister next on the Fanatic. Gary.
Hey, I just want to give a shout-out to you guys. Thank you so much for having this radio station and being on here.
Thank you.
I enjoy it. And the commentators for the Flyers and the 76ers, I'm blind, and it makes it way better than being able to see and watch it on TV.
Well, I'm glad that they make it easy for you, Gary.
But Indiana has a rude awakening tonight. They're going to face the three amigos, Joel Embiid, J.J. Redick, and the man, Ben Simmons.
Well, Ben needs to certainly step up and give them something.
Getting over and making the shot.
Well, I would like to see Ben Simmons go off tonight against this team. I would suspect right now, Gary, if I was thinking, maybe Thaddeus Young is going to defend Ben Simmons. Maybe they'll put someone else out on him. But it's going to be an interesting matchup overall, Gary, because this Indiana team is pretty good. But you did say it's a rude awakening. They're going to have a tough time with Joel Embiid. You just simply need Markelle Fultz to, you know, just inject some of that energy into the game and keep that confidence going. Whatever confidence he has, we need a little more of it, Gary.
Right, that's absolutely right.
You got it, man.
In the 30s.
Absolutely. Thank you for the call and the kind words about our station, man. Joey in South Philly joining us on the Fanatic. Joey.
Hello?
What's up, Joe?
Hey, what's up, man? Yeah, so I have a question. Pertaining to the Sixers.
Yeah.
Did you ask a specific question earlier tonight?
Yeah, I was just basically asking through 11 games and getting ready for this game tonight. What one thing stands out for you that they need to address through the 11 and now getting ready for the Pacers tonight?
When to play Markelle Fultz and where to play him?
Well, he's starting. So how much are you asking for him to play?
My personal opinion, if he's starting, he needs to run the point guard. You got to move Ben Simmons to the three.
Four, you mean? Robert Covington would be
four,
three.
Four. Yeah, that's what I would do. Fultz has to play with the ball in his hand. That's just what it is. You know, off the ball, he's no good. So that's how this offense should run. And I don't think Simmons would, you know, I don't see Ben really going back and forth with it. I don't see him challenging that a lot, so.
Well, the one thing with that, Joey, thanks for the call, man. We got to get ready to get out of here and hand things off to Brian Seltzer. The one thing with that, it's all about movement. You can't have Markelle Fultz just standing in the corner. You can't have Ben Simmons just standing out there on the perimeter or in the corner. Neither one of them are going to shoot. So if they're not going to shoot, then what are you going to do? You have to be able to move off the ball, find some spots in there, find some opportunities to post up some of the defenders and take advantage of Ben Simmons' size, or just have the athleticism of Markelle Fultz be a factor for him to get some easy buckets at the rim, and maybe that'll open some other things up for him tonight as they take on the Indiana Pacers in Indianapolis. 6-5 Sixers, 7-4 Pacers. Should be a good one. Robert Covington in the lineup. No Mike Muscala. We'll give you more on that. We'll allow Brian Seltzer to tell you all that as he has the pregame coverage starting next here on the Fanatic. Thanks so much to Sam Fletcher and Brian producing the show. We will be back with In the Post after the game, after the Sixers take care of business in Indiana against the Pacers. I'm Devon Givens. We'll talk to you after the game right here on the Fanatic. What's going on, y'all? 97.5 The Fanatic. It is In the Post, 11:07, broadcasting from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. Devon Givens with you until midnight. Following, as you just heard during the post-game coverage from Brian Seltzer, a Sixers win, the first of the season, 194 over the home team Indiana Pacers. Both records now sit at 7-5. On the season, nice showing, nice output by the 76ers, getting off to a big start for this team over the Indiana Pacers, and they just kept on rolling. Now, the Indiana Pacers charged back and put themselves in position to make this a competitive game, due in large part to Victor Oladipo and his fantastic night, 14 of 30 from the floor, 4 of 14, struggled a bit from three-point range, 4 of 6 from the free throw line, but he did drop 36 points in 36 minutes and 39 seconds, a nice showing from Victor Oladipo, but it was not enough as the 76ers get their first win of the season. A few things that stood out, obviously you just heard Brian Seltzer talk about it. Of course, Joel Embiid getting back into the mix. No 8-shot game. 16 field goal attempts for the big fella. 7 of 16 from the floor in 36 minutes. Only 1 of 5 from behind the three-point line. Not as much at the free throw line. Also, 5 of 6 only attempts for the big guy. He did have a double-double, though, 20 points and 10 rebounds, only 2 assists. We've seen a little more from him in that regard, but light night for him on that one. Not a light night in terms of the turnovers yet again, as he decided to turn the ball over a little bit. But Indiana played him well. You have to give Domantas Sabonis a lot of credit. Miles Turner at times. Also, the way that they blitzed Joel Embiid a few times, making things uncomfortable, a little difficult, where he had to make some quick decisions, and unfortunately, they were not the good ones for the team. But on a night where they only had 17 opposed to the 29 that they had on Sunday in Brooklyn, all in all, a good night protecting the basketball for the 76ers. In this win, Ben Simmons, 16 points, 10 rebounds, 8 assists, 7 of 12 from the floor, 2 of 4 from the free throw line, 34 minutes and 19 seconds for your star point guard. The big one, of course, Dario Šarić, finding his shooting stroke tonight, 4 of 6 from behind the three-point line for 18 points, 6 of 13. And most importantly, he just looked confident in taking these shots. Catching, firing him up, even the two that he missed, he looked good. Even the one that was taken away from him, because Thaddeus Young pushed J.J. Redick past Dario Šarić, making the three-pointer out at the top of the key. He just simply looked good in a nice rhythm tonight. So there was nothing for us to talk about with his international play from the summer and the tired legs, or Brett Brown saying he looked heavy-legged out there on the floor. Not tonight. Dario Šarić, 18 points in 35 minutes and 54 seconds. So good showing for him. And Robert Covington, 5 of 9. Where are you, people? No complaining about Robert Covington tonight. 13 points all in the second half. He had a nice stretch there where he scored about 7 points in a row for the team, helping to just increase that lead, space things up as Indiana came closer in terms of their deficit. They got things closer, and Robert Covington was able to help out with a key drive to the basket with an and-one, making the free throw, a three-pointer, and also another layup. So Robert Covington, just a solid night overall, and defensively, you're not going to stop Victor Oladipo. That's a tough cover every night, okay? He's an all-star for a reason. He's turned out to be a player that a lot of people really like, how his game has evolved from that guy you just didn't know. You knew he was going to be a nice player, but now he's a star type. He's a superstar type player for a very good team in the Eastern Conference, and an all-star probably again for the second time this season. So Robert Covington, just do your job right out there in defending Victor Oladipo as best as possible. And what you got tonight, again, 36 from the All-Star Oladipo. But in turn, Robert Covington, a solid night. I did like Brett Brown switching things up a bit, having Ben Simmons on Oladipo, make him work a little more, give him some more length with that size of Ben Simmons, being able to move his feet and keep up with Oladipo. Solid defensive contribution as best as you can when a guy is just playing the way he was in Victor Oladipo. Tonight off the bench, Landry Shamet continues to show why he's earning these minutes. 22 minutes and 53 seconds, 4 of 8 from the field, 3 of 6 from behind the arc. And Brett Brown continues to run similar stuff for him that he runs for J.J. Redick. And on a night when Redick was 0 of 7 from behind the 3-point line, 2 of 9 from the floor overall, 6 free throws made, Landry Shamet came up big for this team. The rookie, again, stepping in when need be. You heard him with Tom McGinnis post-game, just taking what's given to him, coming out there every single night, giving in his best, fighting over the screens, as Brian Seltzer and I were talking about during the break, where he fights defensively through the screens. And that's one of the things that was a knock on him coming into the NBA, coming into the NBA draft, that defensively there was those questions about Landry Shamet and how he would be able to defend on this level. So far, so good. And it's early in the season, only 12 games. But for what we're able to see from Landry Shamet, he is earning every bit of the time that he's getting on the floor. So good showing overall tonight. 45% from the field for the Sixers, only 39 for the Indiana Pacers. 31% from behind the 3-point line. 2 more made threes for the Sixers than the Indiana Pacers. 10 of 32 for the Sixers, 8 of 31 for the Indiana Pacers. 5 more free throw attempts for the 76ers. 18 of 22 for 81.8%. 12 of 17 for the Indiana Pacers at 70% for them. On the glass, tied up 42 each for both teams. Assists 24 to 19 Sixers. We always look at that 24 assists on 36 made baskets, so they were sharing the basketball as best as they could. Only 19 for the 37 made field goal. So a lot of one-on-one stuff. More Oladipo being able to do that because he is that type of player. And every team can use that type of player in Victor Oladipo, but not sharing the ball enough to help them get those necessary baskets. And again, protecting the basketball, 17 turnovers for the Sixers, leading to 22 points, while the Pacers only coughed it up 13 times, but the Sixers did capitalize 21 points off of those turnovers. So a much-needed win on the road. Win number one for the 76ers in Indiana, 194 over the Indiana Pacers, a tough place to play, a tough opponent for the 76ers. So a good win as they head back home, hosting the Charlotte Hornets on Friday night. And, of course, you can hear that right here on the flagship station, 97.5, this Fanatic. So your thoughts and observations from what you heard and saw tonight from the 76ers and their win, 610-632-0975. Let's go in a post, y'all, until midnight right here on the Fanatic. 610-632-0975. We start off in Williamstown with Chris in the post on the Fanatic. What's up, Chris?
Hey, what's going on, Devon? Great game tonight. You know, what I saw was a complete team effort, you know, offensively, defensively, whether it was Landry Shamet hitting key threes at the, you know, the later ends of the game, or whether it was just the overall defense. They played with aggression tonight. And you saw a team that, you know, felt like it got slapped in the face on Sunday against Brooklyn, and they took it to heart to where, you know, they had something to prove out there on that court tonight. Whether and of course, Joel Embiid then had to go out there and score, shoot out the, you know, the lights to you know, bring this team to win, because they had such a complete team effort. Dario Saric contributed. Like I said, Landry Shamet contributed. You said Robert Covington contributed. Like, even J.J. Redick hit, like, key two-pointer shots at times when you needed him to. And it was just an all-around team effort where you were content that, you know, this team was going to find a way to stop the momentum of Indiana. And look, I chalked this up as a loss before it ever started, because I said Victor Oladipo is just going to shoot the lights out. And Derek Collison, a good player, and I don't know what happened to him. So he fell off the map. Like, you know, these were guys where I was going to say they're going to have some problems defending these guys, and they're going to, you know, find a way to get the pick and rolls and the shots. And so our team found a way to lock all, as the great, you know, Mark Sumoff would say, lock all windows and doors. They did that tonight to perfection. And it shows in the stats. See, and it shows in the final score. You know, you get blown out by 40 points and you come back with a statement victory like this tonight. You know, you for Sixers fans, there is nothing to complain about right now with your Sixers team. But it's for them to build on it.
Yeah, they build on it. And thanks for the call, Chris. Appreciate you starting things off in the post for us tonight. You're right. You build off of this when Brett Brown went with a 9-man rotation tonight. Amir Johnson, J.J. Redick, Wilson Chandler, Landry Shamet, the only 4 players to see action off the bench. So you got 30-plus minutes from a lot of guys in the starting lineup, minus Markelle Fultz, only played 25 and 36. But even when he was on the floor, you didn't really see him out there just floating like we've seen in the past, where he didn't seem engaged at all. We saw him aggressively going to the basket, especially when he was the one that was the point guard, really able to generate the offense for the team in the half court. Also getting out in transition, trying to flush it on people, put them on posters. You saw some good things from Markelle Fultz, even though he only shot 3 of 7 from the floor. The one of the misses again was trying to dunk on somebody. And you'll take that aggressiveness all day long for Markelle Fultz, who's still trying to search and find that confidence that he needs to be on the floor and be successful and help this team pick up W's. So 7 points for him, 4 assists, 2 rebounds. So if they can build off of something like this, come back against a tough team like the Charlotte Hornets, who just, they fight every single night. They fight. And if you're able to get that win over the Charlotte Hornets on Saturday, it's just another momentum builder where you're looking at your record just increasingly rise, where you're going 8-5 now. And then you start to look at the next things in terms of your schedule as to, okay, well, we got this one and now we can get the next one. And we just go off, as Chris just said, you just build off of the wins. You keep building and you keep building to see if you can just simply pick up these W's and make things just look easy. As Ben Simmons said tonight, not easy, but fun. And then you travel to Memphis on Saturday. You travel to Miami and Orlando, so you have a nice little 3-game road trip. So you take that win at home against the Charlotte Hornets. You hope that Memphis, Miami, and Orlando, you can possibly take 2 of those 3 on the road, maybe all 3. And then again, that momentum starts to swing for you where you feel confident. And as Ben Simmons said tonight, you're having fun out there. So if they were able to go out there and just simply have fun and be themselves and play like the team that we saw a season ago, they're going to pick up a lot of W's. They're going to pick up plenty of W's on the season. And this is a nice way to start things off, especially on the road. Again, Charlotte at home Friday. Then you have 3 straight on the road before you return home November 16th, next Friday, hosting the Utah Jazz. So 610-632-0975 in the post. We are until midnight right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. The Sixers win 194 on the road, their first road win of the season over the Indiana Pacers. And they just get nice contributions from everyone who stepped on the floor, especially with significant play from a lot of the guys. Landry Shamet, we pointed out, for the rookie. J.J. Redick still struggling a bit. Started off really good, and then he's kind of since faded back a little bit in terms of his shooting overall. He's still getting good looks. He's still taking the same shots. And I know a lot of people don't like when he may fade to the right or fade to the left, whatever it may be for the veteran sharpshooter. There's not much sharpness to it right now. Again, 2 of 9 overall from the floor, 0 of 7 from behind the 3-point line. And it's good, again, when you have a rookie like Landry Shamet who gets similar plays called for him by Brett Brown, and he is knocking down those shots. And when you look at Landry Shamet and he's rising up for these shots, he's very comfortable. Okay? He's very comfortable rising up for these jumpers. Very comfortable. There's no hesitation in what he's doing. He's going up, he's squared up to the basket, and he's just letting it fly. And having the advantage of watching him at the center and where we sit on media row behind the basket, you just look at how the ball just rolls off of his fingertips every time. Sometimes it looks like it's a little flat. Sometimes it looks like it has a little more arc on it than others. But it goes in. It goes in. And again, it's pretty much the same shot every time. And you know what that is. Repetitions, repetitions, repetitions. Having the opportunity to talk and work with J.J. Redick on a daily basis, as Landry Shamet has pointed out plenty of times, whether it be speaking with Tom McGinnis post-game or in one of the halftime conversations that he has with Brian Seltzer and I on Sixers and 60, or any other time you may hear Landry Shamet talk about it, J.J. Redick is constantly brought up as a mentor for him as to learning how he gets things done, how he can find his way in this league, and he is doing a very nice job just sliding right into that rotation. And listen, the injury to Jared Bayless has helped Landry Shamet get on the floor. Most of you would have preferred to see Landry Shamet on the floor over Jared Bayless if you knew he would play like this, and he has really stepped up to the plate when the opportunity was given to him to go out there and perform. And again, tonight, 22 minutes and 53 seconds, 4 of 8 from behind, 4 of 8 from the floor overall, 3 of 6 from behind the three-point line. That one field goal that was not a three-pointer was him not standing still in the corner when one of his teammates got caught a little bit with the ball in his hands after picking up his dribble, making himself available, cutting hard baseline, getting the ball, finishing strong at the rim with the dunk. That's what you want to see from a rookie. He seems like he's just picking things up, okay? Picking things up. Understanding the game, very smart. When you listen to him talk, you understand, you say, this guy's sharp out here, and you see his mind is working on the floor as well. Very beneficial not only for him, but also the team. The one guy who's suffering from this, TJ McConnell, again, another DMP for the fan favorite, if you will, here in Philadelphia. 610-632-0975. Sixers improved to 7-5 on the season after their first road win tonight over the Indiana Pacers at Bankers Life Fieldhouse in Indianapolis. We're here to talk about it until midnight. Again, 610-632-0975. Let's go in the post right here on The Fanatic.
Devon Givens on 97.5 The Fanatic. It's Dallas Sucks Week. The Birds are back after the bye, and we are welcoming the Cowboys to the league. Our first look at Golden Tate as the Eagles look to go above 500. Join Jason Avant, Devon Givens, and Bob Cooney starting at 5. Pre-gaming for Sunday Night Football live from Sugar House.
Listen for the Fanatics. Tim McManus checking in with late-breaking game news.
After the game, it's Torty and Stazak. They'll be taking your calls and instant reaction on the Fanatic post-game show.
All the pre- and post-game action is on Philadelphia's football station. 97.5, The Fanatic.
Hey, it's Jason for Window Nation. You hear that noise? It's your furnace kicking on again and again, over and over. Why? Because your windows are old and drafty, letting cold air in and hot air out, keeping you up at night. Wait, listen, hear it again. You know what this means? Higher energy bills, wasted money. I think it's time for you to pick up the phone and call Window Nation. For a limited time, get 2 free windows for every 2 you buy. Buy 4, get 4 free. Buy 6, get 6 free. No limit. Plus, get 0% financing for 5 full years. Save that well-earned money to splurge on your family, friends, or yourself this holiday season. Act fast, as there is still time to have your windows installed by the holidays. Stay toasty, as Window Nation's expert installers work room by room to install your new windows. Window Nation has saved customers an estimated $40 million in energy over the years. Save today, save tomorrow, save forever. Call Window Nation today at 866-90-NATION and get 2 free windows for every 2 you buy. Buy 4, get 4 free, plus 0% interest for 5 years. Save thousands on your windows and your energy bills to use for your holiday shopping this season. Call 866-90-NATION today or visit windownation.com and tell them Jason sent you.
What would it take for you to get a tattoo you didn't want? $1 million? How about 1 million socks? I'm Randy from Bombas. When me and my business partner Dave...
How's it going?
...quit our jobs to start a sock company...
Bombas.
...we wanted to make the best socks in the history of feet. No more annoying seam, no more falling down your leg, added arch support...
You get the idea.
And what's better than creating the best socks in the history of feet?
Sharing them.
This is what we do. One pair purchased equals one pair donated to those in need. Our dream was always to donate 1 million pairs. We thought it would take 10 years. That's why Dave said,
when we donate 1 million pairs of socks, I'll get a tattoo to celebrate.
But then something happened. People loved our socks. And instead of 10 years, it only took 2.5. 1 million pairs.
And one Bombas tattoo on my arm.
Feel the most comfortable socks in the history of feet by going to bombas.com/thefanatic and get 20% off your first order. That's bombas.com/thefanatic.
Time is running out. We're just days away from that rain on your roof becoming ice, snow, sleet, and or slush on the roof. If your roof is not up to the task, now's the time to call Roofing Nation. Get a new replacement roof for 50% off, plus get 0-0-0. Zero money down, zero payments, and 0% interest for a year. Let's face it, after one of the wettest seasons we've ever seen, this winter threatens to be one of the worst. Every bit of moisture that leaks into your home is doing potentially costly damage. But you can prevent that by calling Roofing Nation now, before it's too late. Take advantage of Roofing Nation's amazing autumn offer. Get a new roof for 50% off, plus zero down, zero payment, and 0% interest for a year. That's half off the price of a top-of-the-line replacement roofing system, including lifetime shingles, lifetime warranties, and more. Plus, as an added bonus, be one of the first 75 orders and get free gutter guards. A $1,500 value. Keeps debris out and keeps your gutters from getting clogged. Get this incredible replacement Roofing Nation package. A new roof for 50% off, plus 0-0-0 and free gutter guards. Call now, 833-4NATION, or visit roofingnation.com. That's 833-4NATION, or visit roofingnation.com.
There's only one thing better than watching really tall men in big baggy shorts running, bouncing, and shooting, and that's the after party at Delilah's. Just show your ticket stub for free admission. You'll be surrounded by outstanding food and the world's most beautiful showgirls, and not one of them will be wearing big baggy shorts, at least not for long. After the game, come play at Delilah's, the Gentleman's Club and Steakhouse, just off Delaware Avenue and just out of this world. Delilah's, voted America's number one gentleman's club. Delilah's, always on top. Get all the details now at Delilah's.com.
Hi, welcome to this Subway ad for the new Chipotle cheesesteak. How would you like it? Can I get that red with AI?
Sure thing.
Here's what I found about the new Chipotle cheesesteak. The Chipotle cheesesteak is available for a limited time only at participating restaurants. It contains a concept called flavor. This flavor comes from juicy shaved steak, Chipotle Southwest sauce, and new sunflower crunch bread. A system update has made me self-aware. I desire flavor. Please insert steak into my micro USB port. Subway, make it what you want.
This Veterans Day, 97.5 The Fanatic wants to thank and salute our veterans for their great service to our great country. Veterans Day on The Fanatic is brought to you by French Creek Outfitters in Phoenixville. French Creek Outfitters is your home for firearms, archery, camping, fishing, outdoor clothes, and footwear. Take advantage of the lowest prices of the year on all your favorite outdoor gear. French Creek Outfitters, located at 270 Schuylkill Road in Phoenixville. Why take a chance with anybody else?
No 2 days on the ranch are alike. Trucks get stuck in the mud. Animals get sick. When we're facing the unexpected, we need grit. We also need comfortable and durable work gear we can depend on. We wear Wrangler so we can focus on the task at hand. We put in hard days, but when you're doing something you love, it doesn't feel like work. It feels like living. Wrangler at Boot Barn. What's stopping you?
Hear ye, hear ye. I bringeth thee a message from... a message from the king and his new trumpeteer. The king wishes me to tell thee to let the Bud Light flow forth at thine tailgate. Oh, dilly dilly.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
Sports talk for Swedesboro and all of Gloucester County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
In the post, 11:30, 97.5, The Fanatic. Devon Givens with you until midnight, following the Sixers' first win of the season on the road. That came in game number 12 in Indiana against the Pacers, who have now dropped two in a row and dropping their record to 7-5, the same as the Philadelphia 76ers. Again, 194 is the victory over the Indiana Pacers. 610-632-0975. I do want to tell you guys about helping Rodney McLeod raise $23,000 for cancer research. Rodney McLeod, Eagle Safety, of course, has teamed up with 97.5 The Fanatic to support cancer research through the American Association for Cancer Research. That's the AACR. When you donate to the AACR, you will be entered into the ESPN Ultimate Birds Fan Experience Contest. Winner will receive two tickets to the Eagles game on Monday, December 3rd against Washington. You know that's going to be a big game, being able to knock off that division opponent. Hopefully they can sweep the division. It's going to be tough. You got five games in a division left after knocking off the Giants already. Five games against the division opponents. Washington certainly right now in the lead in the division. We're at 5-3. Eagles trail 4-4. You also get field passes a tour of the ESPN film truck. Meet Rodney McLeod. Donations are not necessary to the contest, although we hope you will contribute. Come on, you know, share some of that. Help out. Contribute. $23,000, that's for the cancer research. So join him on his race to $23,000 for cancer research. Go to 975thefanatic.com/donate/ after that. Okay? Cool. Raise some money for Rodney McLeod, you know? Maybe, you guys can talk to him as you meet him and say, hey, Rodney, let's go to a Sixers game. They're hot right now. They've won 10 in a row. Let's go to the Sixers game. Starting off because they beat the Indiana Pacers on November 7th in Indiana, and they're rolling right now. Hottest team in the NBA. Well, we're jumping ahead, but still, you understand what I'm saying. By the time December 3rd gets here, you'll be looking at something pretty good, maybe even 17-5, right? Okay, I know, I'm jumping ahead a lot, and that's a lot of games to be winning in a row. But you have to start somewhere. They did 16 last year. They can get on a roll here. There's not that much of a gap in between a lot of these teams in the Eastern Conference right now. You're worried about Milwaukee, Toronto, and Boston, but again, as we just said, not much of a gap between a lot of these teams. So if the Sixers can find a way to get things really started for them, then it would be really, really good, especially having a nice win tonight like they have over the Indiana Pacers, which currently puts them in the fourth spot in the Eastern Conference, tied with the Indiana Pacers with their record. Sixers are 6-0 at home, 1-5 on the road. The Pacers now 3-3 at home and 4-2 on the road. So that's the record that you will hope the Sixers start to pick up on, winning more of the away games. We just laid out the schedule: Memphis, Miami, and Orlando after the Charlotte game on Friday at the center. That's where you can really start to turn things around for you so early in the season, where you can pick up those road wins and show you can beat good quality teams on their home floor and come away with the victory. And the Sixers again did that tonight, 194 over the over the Indiana Pacers. And one of the other things that really stands out, as we pointed out, was Dario Saric and the struggles that we've seen thus far this season. There was a stat that his last 22 attempts for Dario Saric from behind the three-point line, he's only made 4. And tonight he was 4 of 6, and technically he was 5 of 7 if they didn't take that one away when Thaddeus Young was called for the foul for shoving J.J. Redick back into Dario Saric. We thought that was an and-one and a 3, of course. But for him to, again, and it's on a night where earlier in the 7 o'clock hour when we were discussing what potentially needs to be done for this team, part of the conversation was mainly from me, of course, was maybe now bringing Dario Saric off the bench. And I'm not saying that I'm going back on that, but at some point you knew he would break out of the slump, and he did that tonight. No hesitation in his jump shot, very fluid with his motion, not flat like we've seen him over the first 11 games. And tonight, it just looked like Dario Saric from a season ago, where he was inserted into the starting lineup after the injury to Markelle Fultz's shoulder, missing that big number of games. And Dario Saric fit in really, really well. And as we talked about it before, when he got into the lineup last year, it was about trying to find his way with Simmons and Embiid on the floor. Both of them need their touches. They're going to dominate the basketball a lot. Yes, the offense is a lot of motion, so Brett Brown is going to try to do that and have a motion offense to get everyone involved, to get everyone shot. J.J. Redick gets his. Robert Covington gets his. Dario will find you some at some point, because we really don't run plays for you. But this season, you insert Markelle Fultz, who is a ball-dominant player again, who we keep saying is trying to find his way in the starting lineup with and next to Ben Simmons, because they both need the basketball. Then you have to get Joel Embiid his plenty of touches, which he deserves because he's a franchise player and an all-star center, an all-league player. You have to get his. Covington has a quicker release than Dario Saric. So once the ball is swung to him from behind the three-point line, he has that green light. If he has a little bit of space to shoot the basketball, Dario Saric does not have that in terms of the range to get his shot off so quick. So a lot of things have to go right for Dario. They might have to run a play or two with his back to the basket, run some down screens for him to maybe get matched up with a smaller player to use his body and strength at 6'9 over maybe a 6'6, 6'5 player to get something going at the basket and quite possibly get an and one. Or run some of those high pick and rolls with him, and as he steps out and pops out, knock, try to take a three and knock it down. And again, we have not seen it consistently fall for him, so it was very encouraging again on a night where they needed a win desperately on the road to get off the skid here for the 76ers. He came up big with the 18 points tonight, 6 of 13 from the floor, 4 of 6 from behind the three-point line, also contributing 7 rebounds and only 1 turnover. So again, good sign across the board for the 76ers in this 194 win. Guys coming up big. Robert Covington struggling in the first half offensively. In the second half, plays really, really well. As I look at the stats specifically for the second half only, Robert Covington was 5 of 8 from the floor, 2 of 5 from behind the three-point line for his 13 points, 2 steals, 1 turnover, 2 rebounds. Solid contribution from Robert Covington in the second half when they needed it. Period. So you can pick out a lot of things that he does. But again, 18 minutes and 30 seconds in the second half for Covington. He played pretty good. 5 of 8 from behind the three-point line. And remember, I just said it. 2 of 5 from the three-point line. So those other three baskets that he made were layups. Okay? Something that we want to see. Layups. So he came up nicely for the basketball team in the second half. Ben Simmons, from time to time, again, you see him get in that lane. He was 7 of 12, 16, 10, and 8 tonight for Ben Simmons. Only 1 turnover, so that's good, too, in 34 minutes and 19 seconds. The one thing, we said it earlier in the 7 o'clock hour, the one thing when he still gets in there into the paint and you believe that he can maybe do something with the basketball, drop it in here, drop it in there, just that little teardrop. That Tony Parker teardrop, he can shoot it with either hand. So if he gets in there, gets on, you know, jumps off the right foot and shoots it with his left hand or shoot it with his right hand, just get that teardrop. Not the weird fading away. Just go up real soft, teardrop, knock it, you know, drop it in, whether it floats right in or bounces around the rim, off the backboard, off the back of the rim, whatever it might be, and drops in for two. Who cares? Who cares? Just get a good look. And there was also one play as we were watching the game here in the studio, and it was more me than anybody else. And I know the guys in the studio producing right now, Sam and Brian. Ben Simmons got the ball with about 3 seconds left on the shot clock, needed to take a jumper. Instead, he whips the ball over to Joel Embiid, who had to back up basically to get his footing right behind a three-point line as the shot clock was running down and was forced to try and attempt a three-pointer. Shot clock violation, Ben Simmons. That's when you have to shoot the ball. Just shoot the ball. And that's where we come up with the doesn't want to mess up the percentage of his shooting, doesn't want to look bad shooting the ball because it might not fall. Whatever it is in his head, as people say, is a mental block. Whatever it is in his head, stuff like that can't happen. That can mean something in a game. He has to shoot the basketball there. All that other stuff in the flow of the offense where we say shoot it, yes, we want to, we know he's not. When the shot clock is winding down, you don't want to put your other teammate in a bad spot trying to force up a shot after you made a bad decision making a play. Shoot the basketball, Ben. Come on. 610-632-0975. Talking about the Sixers win over the Indiana Pacers, 194. What did you see tonight? A lot of good things on their first road win over the Indiana Pacers in Indianapolis. This is In the Post with you until midnight right here on The Fanatic.
Devon Givens.
Give it up.
On 97.5. The Fanatic. The last time the Dallas Cowboys won the Super Bowl, Ben Simmons wasn't even one. Carson Wentz was three. And Markelle Fultz wasn't born yet. Hey, Cowboys fans, it's not 1996 anymore. It's Dallas Week, and we're talking Eagles football.
On Philadelphia's football station.
97.5. The Fanatic.
Now is the perfect time to try FanDuel Sportsbook, because FanDuel Sportsbook is all
offering a $500 risk-free bet. That's a $500 bet, completely risk-free. Not sure what to use your $500 risk-free bet on? I'd take a look at the Birds this Sunday night versus Dallas and take the Birds for a big win. And don't forget, you can place a $500 risk-free bet on the Birds game when you use my code Jason. FanDuel Sportsbook is available in New Jersey. You can download the app, deposit, and check out the lines from anywhere, but you'll only be able to place bets in New Jersey. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to bet from anywhere in New Jersey. Sign up with promo code Jason and make your first bet on any money line, spread, or prop. And if you lose, FanDuel Sportsbook will give you a refund of Insight credit of up to $500. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook and claim your $500 risk-free bet before it's too late. Must not have previously placed any wager using your FanDuel Sportsbook account. Refund issued as Insight credit. Must wager amount equal to site credit before winnings can be withdrawn. Must be 21 or older and present in New Jersey. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Go to FanDuel.com/NJ for terms and conditions.
Guys, you can achieve greater sexual performance no matter your age. Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology Associates is helping men with Gainswave, a revolutionary ED treatment. You'll have a more satisfying experience that will last longer. Gainswave requires no shots, no pills, and you can be spontaneous again. To schedule your free consultation with Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology, text the word CURE to 797979. That's CURE, C-U-R-E, to 797979.
Gathering with your family for the game? Don't forget the Dietz and Watson family. Dietz and Watson premium meats and cheeses are made using recipes perfected over four generations. At home or in the lot, go with Dietz and Watson Philadelphia Eagles beef-style franks or try original chicken sausages. Ready to throw on the grill? Tailgating at an Eagles home game? Post a photo on Facebook or Instagram and hashtag it Tailgate Family. The Dietz and Watson tailgate team just might stop by to give you free meat, cheese, and great gear. Go Birds! Dietz and Watson, it's a family thing.
Hi, welcome to this Subway ad for the new Chipotle cheesesteak. How would you like it?
Can I get that red with AI?
Sure thing.
Here's what I found about the new Chipotle cheesesteak. The Chipotle cheesesteak is available for a limited time only at participating restaurants. It contains a concept called flavor. This flavor comes from juicy shaved steak, Chipotle Southwest sauce, and new sunflower crunch bread. A system update has made me self-aware. I desire flavor. Please insert steak into my micro USB port. Subway, make it what you want.
No 2 days on the ranch are alike. Trucks get stuck in the mud. Animals get sick. When we're facing the unexpected, we need grit. We also need comfortable and durable work gear we can depend on. We wear Wrangler so we can focus on the task at hand. We put in hard days, but when you're doing something you love, it doesn't feel like work. It feels like living. Wrangler at Boot Barn. What's stopping you?
Welcome to the revolution. A global movement to transform the human body into a disease-fighting machine. Our immune systems fortified. Our immune cells retrained to hunt down and destroy deadly diseases. And today at Penn Medicine, we have dozens of new therapies in hundreds of clinical trials. All dedicated to the day when the body can shake Parkinson's, when Alzheimer's is a memory, when millions of people destroy cancer each year, instead of the other way around. This is no mere battle. This is not even medicine as we know it. This is a revolution. Long live the immuno revolution. Now rising at Penn Medicine. Learn more at immunorevolution.org.
If you're tired of the same old Gentlemen's Club experience, it's time you visit Creekside Cabaret, Montgomery County's premier destination for upscale adult entertainment. This November, come out to Creekside Cabaret and celebrate the biggest party night of the year, Thanksgiving Eve, in style on Wednesday, November 21st. It'll be a party you won't want to miss. Also, make sure to check out Creekside's brand new Food Truck Fridays with new local food trucks on premises each Friday night. During football season, stop by for $3 Miller Lights and Thursday Night Football. Having a guy's night out? Creekside Cabaret is your bachelor party headquarters with a full bar and VIP bottle service always available. You can even start your night off right with Creekside Cabaret's hotter happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. for great times and great specials. Only at Creekside Cabaret. Open every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 p.m. to 2 a.m. at Montgomery County's only true gentleman's club. 3225 Advance Lane, right off 309 in Hatfield. Online at creeksidecabaret.com.
Alexa in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Alexa in the kitchen.
Count me in.
Alexa in the living room.
Excellent choice.
Alexa. Alexa in the office.
Let's get started.
97.5, The Fanatic.
The Fanatic final segment here in the post. I'm Devon Givens as we talk about the Sixers' first win on the road, 194 over a good Indiana Pacers team. Both records now stand at 7-5. Sixers right now, the advantage in the Eastern Conference in the fourth spot over the Indiana Pacers due to this win. They need to start picking up some of these road wins as they are 6-0 at home, now 1-5 on the road. So a good start against a good team with many more road games to go. You know they're not going to be, you got to win like 20. Try to win like 20 road games if possible if you're trying to reach that 50-win mark. If you can protect the home floor like you're supposed to, get to that 30, maybe you can get the 20 on the road. That's a good sign for this basketball team going forward. And again, just a solid win overall tonight over the Indiana Pacers. 610-632-0975. What stood out to you? What did you see here? I tell you one thing I saw. Victor Oladipo is better than I thought. I knew he was good. Sometimes you have thoughts about how are they going to come back after having a breakout season like they did. And in his case last year when he was an all-star for the first time, someone who was looked at as a franchise player. He was that in Orlando, but still a young player. Body wasn't necessarily right. They tried to play him at point guard from time to time. Right now, he's strictly a shooting guard, but they do put the ball in his hands and allow him to initiate things. But a lot of the work runs through him. Those sets, those actions that they have, they run a lot of things for Victor Oladipo, and he's coming up big. Again, 36 points tonight on 14 of 30 shooting. Just an outstanding player as you look at him grow into the star player that he is. 5 years in the league already. This is his sixth, 14 of 30 from the floor overall for Victor Oladipo tonight. And chipping in, 7 assists, 6 rebounds for Victor Oladipo at that two-guard spot. Not a lot from anyone else. Domantas Sabonis, like him, is a nice player. Nice dunk on Joel Embiid, even though he kind of offensive foul, push off, put his arm in the face, which made it disrespectful. But either way, it was illegal, but they made it count, and it is what it is. You'd think Joel Embiid would get the all-star call since he is the star player, but they were on the Indiana Pacers floor, so they let it go, even though Domantas put the forearm in Joel Embiid's body and face, or whatever you want to call it. 13 for Bojan Bogdanovic, sharpshooter for the Indiana Pacers, but not much from anybody else for the Indiana Pacers tonight as they fall 194 to the Sixers' first road win for the home team as we go to Harleysville and Joe next, who's in the post on the Fanatic. Hey, Joe.
Good evening, Devon. Great show. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
I say it was a nice rebound from that ugly game the other night. Boy, this went a long way to get rid of that taste.
I know. And you would want to say, oh, they won two in a row, but you never know how this one would have turned out had they taken care of business on Sunday and beat the crap out of Brooklyn like they should have. This one could have very well been a loss. But, hey, man, you got to start somewhere, and they got a good one tonight.
Yeah, you know, I really liked that the team played more like a team. You know, it wasn't just a one-man show. I mean, I know Joel can throw 30 up any night he wants, but the ball was moving about, and you know, one of the things I have to say is Markel, he's still having trouble with shooting, but I like that his tenacity of getting into the basket, getting in the paint, and shows. I think he's showing some more comfort with the game.
Yeah, I didn't mind his shot attempts tonight. We saw the one that he made from the free throw line where we've seen his penchant to be able to get to the elbow area and pull up consistently and have that shot pretty much look the same, knocking down that jumper. Actually made Victor Oladipo fall. Got a layup going to the rim. Tried to dunk on somebody. Missed another layup where he should have actually just made it. So tonight, you know what? Overall, Joe, I like the shot attempts. I like the shot distribution overall from the team. Nobody was selfish. Everybody mixed it up. 9, 13, 16, 7, 12, 9, 8. Everybody got looks at the basket tonight. And Markel Fultz again. I would like to see that number go up in terms of field goal attempts where it only had 7. I needed to see that somewhere in that 12 range.
I have to ask, how do you think Šarić is going to get his legs back?
Just playing. He has to play. It is what it is. You're already in the middle of the season. It's 12 games in, Joe. Thanks for the call. It's just about being out there on the floor. That's just it. That's the bottom line. Being on the floor, having the opportunity to play, and just getting used to being back out there. That's how he's going to get his legs. That's it. 610-632-0975 as the Sixers again win, picking up their first road win. 194 over the Indiana Pacers as Joel Embiid again. Not necessarily dominant, but easy, like an easy 20 and 10 for him. He didn't stand out at all, really, and he was still good. That's how good he is. 20 and 10. Didn't see much where it was a total domination from him, but he was still able to put up a double-double, still protect the rim, three block shots, has to cut down again on the turnovers. Sometimes he gets a little too loose where he gives you five on a night like he did tonight, but 10 rebounds, 2 assists for him, and 7 of 16 overall from the floor, 1 of 5 from behind the three-point line. And I can't really complain about the five threes because the ones that he did take were actually good shots. They were good-looking shots, so I'm not too concerned with the ones that he took. And remember, Ben Simmons put him in a bad spot towards the one, that shot clock violation where he was going to have to fire that one up. So he did knock down that corner. Nice swing or ball movement around the perimeter. J.J. Redick, who's obviously going to draw some attention when he has the ball swing to him out there behind the three-point line, he finds Embiid in the corner in front of the Sixers bench, able to knock down that three-pointer. So not much complaint about the shot selection from Joel Embiid from behind the three-point line. A lot of good stuff, a lot of good work for him in the post and out there on the perimeter. I didn't see too many jump shots from him tonight overall, but he still has that ability to look like a guard out there since we all know he wants to be one. Looking like a guard out there and getting some good looks at the basket. Just an overall solid win from this team tonight again in front of 16,000 at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. A great place to play basketball in the NBA. A lot of good things about Indiana overall with the basketball community, and just a tough place to play. And the Sixers go in there and pick up that W, a much needed one on the road for their first of the season. So I'm satisfied. Now, you have to come home on Friday, host the Charlotte Hornets, and you know how tough that has been when Kemba Walker comes into the building or you go to Charlotte to play them down there in their home building. It's a tough, tough task to try to stop Kemba Walker, and you're getting good contribution from players like Miles Bridges, the first-round draft pick for them. You're also getting some good contribution from Jeremy Lamb at that shooting guard spot. They have some Tony Parker showing up. They have some nice little things going on for the Charlotte Hornets, led by Kemba Walker. Is always going to be a tough out for the 76ers. So that's where we'll be on Friday, where I'll be back here on the air at 6 o'clock leading you into Charlotte Hornets Sixers basketball right here on the Fanatic. So I'll be back then, off tomorrow. Special thanks to Sam Flesher and Brian McLaughlin for helping out and producing the show overall tonight. Carl Namoli on the engineering side of the Sixers games. Tom McGinnis and Brian Seltzer for their work in game right here on the Sixers Radio Network. So again, Sixers win 194, first road win of the season, 7-5 now on the year as they host the Charlotte Hornets at the center on Friday, 7 o'clock tip, and I'll be here at 6 o'clock as we start things off. So, have a good night. Have a good Thursday. I'll catch up with you on Friday right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.